Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of my podcast, Old Dog, New Tricks. Okay, so this one is all about going out and learning something new and not feeling kind of bad or scared about doing it. This all started with... It actually started with last week or the week after my little experience with the plant. Can't exactly say much more than that, but my last episode kind of was quite fresh after the experience, so I kind of went deep on it. That's why that one was called Going Deep. Basically, I was in a ceremony, and it was a very sort of spiritual one, and we went very deep on it. It was all night meditation from, you know, from 9:30 p.m. till like 6:30 in the morning, and we were blessed to have had our three guides playing music for us, and one was playing the harp, another was playing the guitar, and there was a girl playing the guitar as well. And during the experience, I was just blown away by the music that they were playing, because I was in such a like deep connection to the sounds of vibrations. I really just was like in awe the whole night. That's one thing I really took away with it. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I love music so much, you know. I love listening to it. I love the energy it gives me. When I train, I'm just like, you know, I'm on form when I'm blasting the drum and bass. Those that follow me will know that much. And equally, you know, we listen to music to get into a more meditative state, to sleep well sometimes, you know, to sort of enhance emotions. So music is magic, and we know that much. And I was one of those people that I just listened to music. I my whole life, I've never ever had, well, to my knowledge, any musical skills or abilities. And so I kind of steered away from, you know, learning an instrument. And 2018, and, you know, if you've listened to my previous podcasts, I guess you'll start to feel a bit of a evolution going on, and you'll start to really feel on the journey with me, I guess, because it's all happening in real time. But I sort of set the year with an intention to, you know, have no boundaries, just be a go-getter, get shit done, do what you want, have no limits, all that good stuff that I generally try to carry with me in life. I was just like, you know what, instead of just appreciating the music and listening to it, I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna pick myself up an instrument, and I'm gonna learn. And and actually, for quite a while, I've had my eye on the hand pan, if anybody knows about it. It's basically like a UFO looking kind of drum with a big hollow hole on the bottom side and nine notes on the top. And it just sounds like incredible. Invented in Switzerland, but it looks like it's from sort of like Bali or Thailand, that kind of area. But it's very, very meditative and fairly easy to play. So I picked it up just a couple of days ago. I was super excited. Those that follow my Insta stories, you probably would have seen that bit. I picked it up, and I've just been giving myself, you know, a couple hours every day just to sit down. And, you know, it's really nice, actually. I really recommend it for anybody who hasn't yet taken the step into, you know, playing an instrument. But really, really good. It's like connecting you. Find yourself wanting to just switch your phone off and, you know, just sort of step aside from the busy world that we live, you know, not bothering about checking emails and what's on telly and all that kind of stuff. And you just sit down and you play and you really connect, and you get like, you get in tune with the vibration, especially this instrument. That's why I find it very magical. And like I say, I totally recommend it. If nobody knows about it, check it out, handpan. And so I'm doing it. And that just also led me onto the whole, you know, purpose of this episode. It's just to say that I think that kind of attitude goes for anything in life. Whenever we're a beginner, sometimes that puts us off, you know, starting at the very bottom of something. But I say change that mindset and just see how exciting it is. I've been doing free running and parkour for like 18 years now, and I still love it. And I had a little session in my back garden today, and my bamboo bars was flying around, moving, and I love it. But it's been a little while. And that kind of happens to us when we've been doing something, you know, doing something for quite a long time. We kind of get bored of it, we kind of get used to it. But sometimes we're scared to try something new because we're going to go back to the very bottom, back to the very beginning. But I actually love that. I love being a novice. I love being a student. I love, you know, looking up to what I'm learning and just thinking, wow, I've got so far to go. But that's exciting, you know, like I love that I've just gone from hitting a few notes and not really making any sort of, you know, rhythmic sound to now, you know, a couple of days later, really starting to string together some, you know, some expressions of myself. And I think that's what it is, you know, that's what I saw when I did the plant. I saw that, you know, it was just a means of expressing yourself. And I was like, that's magic. So I'm on it. And I just wanted to recommend you all to do the same. You know, if there's something that you've wanted to give a go, whether it's like you always eyed up that Taekwondo class, but you never walked in, or, you know, you always wanted to pick up a road bike and start getting into road riding, or whatever it is, maybe a musical instrument. Just, you know, let me be here to influence you and say, go do it, give it a go, don't be scared, enjoy the journey and just, you know, have fun with it. Ultimately for me, like I say, my philosophy is all about having fun. And yeah, I have to say, like, I just get so much enjoyment from playing the handpan. So wicked, that's a new thing for me, ticked off the list, and I'll continue to do it, and I'll continue to, you know, upload some little clips of me jamming on it, and who knows, someday might be a master. But ultimately, you know, that's not my motivation. It's just to have fun and enjoy it and see what comes from it. And I think it's also beautiful that, you know, when you kind of get good at playing music, you're able to share that enjoyment with other people. You know, that's why we all go to big festivals. You know, we enjoy listening to our favourite artists because, you know, they've got to a level where their passion is then passed on to us and we get to enjoy it as much as they do playing it. So, wicked, guys. Thanks for tuning in to my sixth episode. I'll keep them coming. As I get inspired and something new comes up, I'll drop it for you guys. Big love, and I'll speak to you soon.